The following is an at-will presentation.
Fluidity. A flow, ebbs and flows, liquid gold. Category 5 tidal waves. I'm not saying this is the right answer, but I'm not saying it's not. Fluid. It's like a dance, really. Interpretive. I don't always know the music I'm moving to, but I listen to how it changes. Snare drumming, beat drops, symbiotic. Way beyond definition. Not this, not that. Define me, try, because sometimes I can't. Label me, by, whatever you need. Fluid, Felicia, by. Girls and guys and in-betweeners, chicks with wieners, queers, energetically in sync. I'm going to make it work no matter what you have between your thighs. I'm not trying to hide, people. I'm trying. This is me, this is us, this is we. We are you, just more evolved and free. Trust in non-restriction, fluid, flowing, dancing, quenching, no longer parched, upstream adventure. This isn't about sex. Fluidity doesn't mean free-for-all fuckfest, at least not for me. Fluidity means the ability to change your mind. Spectrum surfers, cowabunga, dude. Waves. Emotional intelligence, the understanding that sometimes in the morning I like coffee, but sometimes I like tea. I can like them both the same, and there's nothing quite like a swig of vodka from the freezer to start your day. It's like a hug from the inside, from the devil himself, but I broke up with him a long time ago. This isn't selfish, it's free. This isn't greedy, it's free. I'm not gay, I'm not straight, I'm me. Fluidity and flow, bisexual, trisexual, non-lying sexual, switch hitter, questioning, lover, emotional fluidity, this is the future. We are liberated. Surfboard, downstream, without fluid, the world dies. Liquid is life. And I don't know if you heard, but the fucking ice is melting. Now watch us dance.
You know, I don't like labels. Right now, it's been women in my life for the last 3 years, with the exception of you.
My name is Nico Tortorella. I'm an actor. It's my job to play different people on screen. And in my real life, well, I like knowing that who I am depends on who you ask. Here's the thing. My sexuality has become a topic of conversation recently. Look, I don't fit into a box. I was never in a closet. I was never even in the house. I'm not gay. I'm not straight. I'm attracted to people who are unapologetically themselves. I'm in love with love. And most importantly, I love and respect myself. Everybody's talking about gender and sexuality these days. This show is a chance for me to broaden the conversation. No matter how you identify or don't, the common thread that motivates us all is love. So each episode, I'm going to talk to someone I love or have yet to love about how our gender identity, sexuality, and relationships shape us, define us, and make us original, beautiful fucking creatures of love. Welcome to the Love Bomb. This is a conversation with the girl I love more than anything.
Hi, hon.
Named Bethany.
Hi.
Miss Bethany Myers.
You got it.
I have loved you longer than I've loved anybody else in my entire life, outside of my family. We've grown up together. It's been 10 years. You taught me what it means to love somebody in every capacity of the word. And I guess the only logical place to start is from the beginning when we met. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago in Chicago.
It's crazy. It's been 10 years.
Yeah, time really flies, huh? Mm-hmm. So we were at Columbia College in Chicago. You are from?
I'm from Missouri. And we met within just a few days of me moving there.
Yeah, I was just turned 17.
Just no,
turned
you 18. Just turned 18.
Just turned 18.
And I was 20.
Yes.
And we were at a party. Playing beer pong?
Yeah. And I think the first thing that you ever said to me was, I have a boyfriend.
That was probably very true.
Within like the first 5 minutes of us playing beer pong, we were playing against each other. And she goes, I have a boyfriend. I said, okay, cool. Game on. I'm going to beat you in beer pong and then sweep you off your feet. And it's kind of what happened, right?
Yeah. I think the beauty of whenever we first met is I was dating somebody and I wasn't like instantly – I remember all the girls being like, ooh, Nico, he's so cute. And I didn't have the contagious little bug that they all had at that time. But then
took a minute.
Yeah, it took a minute. And then we became friends. I mean, yeah. You live 5 floors above me. And I remember walking up to your apartment and like you would make these big salads and food and you would have like art supplies out and you would, do you want to draw? And like, I came from this really small town and I hadn't quite met anybody as hippie as you, for lack of a better word. And I was so enthralled by you instantly.
I think once I went to the trunk that was in the closet and brought out the bong, and we just got really stoned and started just talking about life. I think it all kind of started.
That was the night. You also had bottles of wine that your Italian mother had sent you.
Jugs of wine.
Jugs of wine. Yeah. And that was the wine and weed night. I don't know. It was like...
That was like a couple weeks into us knowing each other. And that was the first time we kissed.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember waking up the next morning.
Wait, but on the first time we kissed, there was like... Like probably 2 minutes where we were almost kissing but not kissing.
How close can we get to each other without actually kissing? Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
And then we dated for a little bit. You kind of broke up with your boyfriend who you had decided that you were going to spend the rest of your life with this person.
I mean, I thought I might.
I mean, at the time, at 20 years old, you guys had been dating for how long?
Yeah, he wanted to get married. I mean, he wanted to move to Chicago. I broke up with him. The night that I officially broke up with him, I banged on your door.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first night we slept together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a huge thunderstorm outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dave Matthews Band was playing. Dream girl.
The next morning, I wrote the lyrics on your whiteboard.
and I texted you, baby, 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 good morning.
Mm-hmm. I personally think that Nico, Nico, Nico started with
baby, baby, baby,
baby, baby, baby, an all-time baby, baby, baby.
I love that. The boyfriend that you had before me, was that the first time that you were in love?
Yes. I think that the love word is interesting because the love that I've had for you, I think... tends to feel a lot different than love I've had for other people. So sometimes like hit the love with him maybe feels more blurred after having it with you.
Yeah, that totally
Does
makes
that
sense.
Make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it was like a very young love, you know? It feels far away. I'm a lot different after meeting you. I think our relationship changed the both of us a lot.
Yeah, totally. Growing up, you... came from a very religious family. True.
I did.
You did. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, let's see. I wasn't allowed to wear pants.
Just naked all the time.
Just naked all the time.
It's a very strange religion.
I still don't wear pants. No, I mean, I was raised in a really small town. My school was connected with my church. And it was independent Baptist, but... You know, in junior high on Wednesday afternoons, like I would go in a church bus with other school kids and knock on people's doors in the neighborhood and say, hi, I'm Bethany from Second Baptist Church. If you died today, would you go to heaven or hell? I mean, and I was like pretty fanatical, I would say, but simultaneously like I never knew anything else. You know, our school didn't allow us to go to the movie theater. You couldn't listen to... quote, secular music. Boys sat on one side, girls sat on the other. There wasn't a lot of information at my fingertips.
What were you taught about love in the church? Do you remember anything? What marriage meant? What it meant to spend the rest of your life with one person or that feeling? Were you taught anything along those lines in the church?
Are we talking about love or like gay or straight?
No, love. We're talking love.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible speaks a lot about love. There's like 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is enduring all the things that love should be. I mean, as far as like a future in a marriage, your job is to find one person to love. And then you leave your family and you go to your husband.
Right.
You know, I mean, really what was supposed to happen in the way that I was raised was to be with my family until X time, find a man, and then he becomes
move right
my
into
family.
His house.
Exactly.
Yes. And, I mean, obviously, being from a Baptist church, the take on homosexuality was...
didn't
exist.
Well, I have like a very specific memory of we had a new pastor come into the church. This was like toward the end of me leaving there. But I remember I must have been a freshman and asking a lady, and I said, I don't understand. Like, it's so hard to be gay. If it's a choice, why would anybody choose it? Because it's awful, you know? Like, why would you want to be that? And she said, well, you know, after you get into a life of sin and into a downward spiral of sin, at some point the devil is like, I don't know, you were going to sleep with a person of the same sex, and so screw you.
Like, you do so much that's what's
exactly
next.
So anybody who is gay has just fallen so deep into sin. And, you know, to this day, like, that's still somewhere in the back of my mind.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I mean, you have that so ingrained. It's an interesting struggle.
So switch gears for a second. How do you define yourself today in 2016 in terms of gender and sexuality?
Well... You know, I don't like labels, just like you, my dear.
Yeah. We come from the same book, you know.
So I guess I could steal the fluid term.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's, you know, I know who I love. I know what makes me happy. I tend to, right now, it's been women in my life for the last 3 years, with the exception of you.
Do you like the word fluid? I mean, what's inherently the problem with the word bisexual for you?
I think bisexual tends to sound slutty. I think maybe it like puts people off. Like, whenever people hear bisexual, you seem like too complicated. Or maybe, honestly, sometimes I feel like other people have a problem with the word bisexual because they're jealous.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, I don't have to, like, let's say it was you and you told me you were bisexual. I was like, oh, now I don't have to worry about just other girls. I also have to worry about other guys.
Right. It's more of a problem for other people than it
is
for you.
Yeah.
The exploration of all of this community that I've been doing recently and all of the news that's come out about the word fluid and how I'm attached to it, I am getting more comfortable with the word bisexual in an interesting manner. I didn't see that coming. But... on a page, bisexual means the ability to be with either gender. It's not necessarily binary. And words like fluid and pansexual and questioning and switch hitter and all those things kind of all fall under the umbrella of being bisexual. And I think the word fluid, by definition, means the ability to change your mind about things. So in learning all of this new information, my mind is actually changing about the word bisexual, and it's kind of great. And people fought for so long to like even have the term bisexual, and there's part of me that's like, well, who are we to like take that term away from them just because we don't like how it sounds phonetically? Because in theory, both you and I have dated men, have dated women, and are comfortable talking about it. If right. that's not being bisexual, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think that any time, probably one of the hardest things for you and I to do is put ourselves into a box and stay there.
Right.
Right? So I think that labels for us, and if you want to like look at labels like as us ever calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend,
right.
which we've done rarely over the 10 years, even the times when like other people would really say you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, we were living together in LA and never used that word.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like labels in general are a difficult place for us us to lie.
And what do you think that actually stems from? Is it just like an insecurity in ourselves that like we can't commit to a word, or that we just actually don't need it because we're more evolved than that? I keep going back and forth in my head, and that's kind of like, you know, the
yeah,
point of
well,
all
I
of
mean,
this.
It's both. Like, neither one of us commit because we're so evolved.
Well, I mean, I guess that takes us to monogamy. We've been together for a long time and have, you know, been apart for a long time in between all of that, but have stayed best friends throughout most of the 10 years that we've been on and off. What's your take on monogamy in a committed relationship?
Well, I mean, short story, I don't think it's realistic. I mean, the idea of actually being with somebody, for one person, for the rest of your life and getting everything that you need from them, it doesn't work for me. Don't think it works for you.
It doesn't.
But there's something really, really beautiful about what we've created. So again, like, here's another label, polyamory. Like, I think it's hard to put us in that box, because a lot of times people hear polyamory and they think like
fuck
sex
fest.
Parties, yeah. You know? But really,
which are great. Hey, sex parties are fun. We've been in a few of those.
Yeah. Couple. But I mean, honestly, it's allowing good people in to be able to share more love.
Right.
And to take care of needs that maybe we can't take care of.
Right.
Like, for example, Nico, you are not the person that I should go to whenever I need to like vent and cry and be really emotional. Like, I need a different partner that can help me with that, because you're the person I go to when you're like, let's go, girl, pick yourself up. Come on, get into this, go do this. Like, and I think that everybody has those kind of things. Mm-hmm. What we're really doing is bringing those people more into a relationship setting.
I mean, I like it. Do you remember the first time that we said I love you to each other? Because I don't know that I do.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I do remember when I feel like we really changed.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a point where we had broken up early on in our relationship, and we were still sleeping together, right? You would come over to my apartment. We were sleeping together. I mean, for lack of a better
term. Yeah, I mean, for quite a bit, our relationship were just like fucking around.
Yeah. But do you remember when we ran into each other in the elevator?
Yeah. So, you know, I would like see him on campus sometimes, and he would be like, oh, you know, can I come by tonight? And that meant, you know, we were going to have a night. So I see him in the elevator and he's like, hey, do you want to come over? And I was like, oh, I'm on my girly time. Because at that point I couldn't seem to say period out loud.
Times have changed.
And you looked at me and you were like, I don't care. That's fine. Come
not meaning
on
that I wanted to have sex with you on your period.
No.
Meaning that, like, let's just fucking hang out.
Like, I don't care. Just come over and we don't have to have sex.
Yeah. I think that's when things really shifted.
Yeah. I was thinking about a different story, I think, later down the road.
Go ahead.
This is kind of a big one. But whenever I was living in Dallas, this was maybe 5 years ago, mm-hmm. this happened, 5-6 years ago. I was living in Dallas and you were in LA, mm-hmm. and we had 6 months, probably like the biggest span of time away from each other.
Yeah.
That was probably the only time that we actually didn't talk.
Yeah, we weren't talking at this point at all.
That was it. And
the only time in 10 years that we haven't talked.
Right. And I was sleeping with somebody. Anyway, randomly you called me. We kind of reconnected. I was very, very unsure about you. Like, I had some walls up with you. Didn't know that I could, like, trust you again. I mean, it was a very interesting place for me, I know. And I think you were going through some things as well. And you said, I'm going to come down. I want to come and see you. And you came, and we had this amazing weekend together, and it was fantastic. And we slept with each other, whatever. You go back. And then, I don't know, a week later, 2 weeks later, I hadn't had my period. And all of a sudden, I realized I was pregnant. and it wasn't yours whenever I did the math. Right. It was someone else. And this guy was like definitely not going to be there. It wasn't something I was going to continue with, but you were the first person I called. And you got on a plane right away and you came down and you stayed with me for 2 weeks. You held my hair back when I was throwing up over the toilet and laying on the floor. And it wasn't even yours. And it wasn't a question. And that was the moment when I was like, this person is my person, you know? Like, he would do anything for me. It doesn't matter if we haven't seen each other in 6 years. You're my family.
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 That's really what it's all about at the end of the day. I mean, we've spent so much time together. I've been at the lowest with each other. I've been at the highest with each other. I've been so fucking high with each other. And, you know, family's always been the most important thing in my life, right? And I don't know, I'm so lucky to have you as, like, you know, the top of my family. I love you so much, babe.
I love you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an intense time. I had personally dealt with an abortion before that happened with you, which is a whole other long story. But going back to you saying just like, pick it up, let's go, we're gonna do this. Mm-hmm. We don't need to vent, we don't need to cry about this, we're just gonna fucking handle it and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you in love with anybody specifically right now?
Myself.
I love that. Let's talk about that for a second. What does self-love mean to you?
You know, I think self-love is really I think it's harder than we think it is. It is difficult. Today I was in a yoga class this morning and she's talking about loving yourself. It's a common theme. And I'm hard on myself whenever it comes to work. Like, I should be doing more of this. I shouldn't be doing that. I need to be, you know, if I sleep in, I slept in too late. And, like, what would happen if I changed that thought and just, like, appreciated the moments that I got to sleep? And, you know, anyway, I'm saying this because I work in fitness. I see women all the time. I have a lot of really great clients. And so many women who have a really, really hard time just like accepting their bodies as is and loving their bodies. And the fact is like whenever you start to say I love yous to yourself about whatever it is, it just starts happening. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you say, it just starts happening. And so for me in the last month, like my life has really flip-flopped. I stepped down from my main position at my work as a director to like focus on building my own brand and business. I broke up with my girlfriend. We had a you know, 3-year relationship on and off. A lot of things have really shifted and like the extra time has been number one focus about loving myself.
Yeah.
And it's not about appreciating what's really there.
It's not always perfect.
No. So you have to love the imperfections, which is the hard part.
Yeah. So this girlfriend of yours that you were dating for a few years, it was a messy relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I think from an outsider's perspective, from somebody that's been so close to you for so long, I think you learned more about what love means in those 3 years than I think in any other relationship
yeah.
that you've been in because it wasn't easy. What do you take from all of that?
Yeah, I mean, that was my first real relationship with a woman. I think I tried the hardest I've ever tried to make it work, to love, to like, honestly, what I was trying to do was fit into a more monogamous, traditional lifestyle.
Because she wanted to get married and have kids.
Right.
That was the ultimate goal.
Right. And you know, whenever two people want two different things, it's like, what can you really do? But we spent a long time, a really long time. Basically, we spent the entire time sort of believing that one of us could change to be more like the other and somewhere we would meet in the middle. And in the end, it just wasn't happening. I think what I learned most from that relationship is that it's okay to want something and not to compromise on it.
Right.
There's things in a relationship you could absolutely have to compromise about, but to like be okay with this is what I want and I'm not bad for wanting it.
Right. Now, how much of yourself can you really sacrifice for
right.
the sake of somebody else?
Yeah. When is the limit, you know? But it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad it's over. Jesus. But, I mean, that kind of brings up an interesting point about dating people that, like, are in your own lane of sorts that mm-hmm. that want the same things out of life that you do. I mean, do you think that's, like, one of the most important things?
Yeah, I do now. You know, I went on, like, my first date last night. Date. I'm putting quote fingers up right now. I mean, she was batshit crazy. I was pretty crazy. I mean, like she started talking about like kids and marriage and her two dogs that she's the mother of. That's all that they mean. And her ex-girlfriend and was a hooker. And I don't know, like some crazy stuff went on in that conversation. But there was like something really exciting about her to me. And I was texting you the whole time. I'm like, I'm in the bathroom. She won't let me leave. But I think I'm in love with her.
I was like, I will call you immediately. There is an emergency. She is in the hospital. We have to go immediately. I need you. But you were like, no, I'm going to stick this out. Because you love crazy at the end of the day.
I do. I mean, that's why I love you, you know? But, you know, she was talking about, like, what she wants. And she said she wants monogamous. She is jealous. She is possessive. Like, those are moments when you need to be like, that's a red flag. That's not what I want.
Especially day one. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what you want? Do you know what it looks like for you in the future? What the perfect situation is?
I mean, I do think I have a vision. You know, I see something in my life with you. I would imagine we make a kid at some point, I would hope. I one thing that I've realized that I would like to be able to do is have kids with someone. And sometimes we are the parent, and sometimes they are the parent, and sometimes I am the parent.
It sounds easier than I think it will be.
Yeah. But there are a lot of things that I think sound really difficult and aren't.
I think there's a lot of things that we've done already that sound really difficult, and we're still here having this fucking conversation.
Exactly. You know, so many people like talk to me about our relationship and what they see. They're like, I don't know how you do it. Like, you and Nico, how are you still friends? Like, even people on Instagram, you know, we're like this little anomaly. We're always there. We're not together. Are we together? Like, we don't even know.
Yeah, we don't have
the answer. And we don't try to know. We don't try to figure it out. We just like let it happen. And it's worked for 10 years, and I don't know. I feel like it can work for another, do some math for me, babe.
Million years.
One of my favorite stories of an outsider's perspective on our relationship is that morning that you were living on 5th and A in Shoshana.
Oh, God. I was just thinking, it was Pride weekend.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's a great story. Will you please just enlighten us with this wonderful little story?
So I had my first, like, Pride in New York. I'd just broken up with my girlfriend. Same girl.
First time.
One of 20. I was, like, free and ready to go. I partied like a mad woman. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday day, Sunday night till 6 a.m. Crazy. And Monday I had to teach a class at like 1:30, and I couldn't get out of bed. I could not get out of bed, and my friend was sleeping next to me, and she couldn't get out of bed.
And I was staying at the Trump Soho at the time with somebody that I was dating, mm-hmm. and woke up calling you nonstop because I had to tell you about what happened to me the night before, and you weren't picking up your fucking phone.
And any time that we call twice in a row.
And the other person doesn't pick up, emergency.
Yeah. So you call once, they don't answer, fine. But if it's a second call, it's a big emergency. I wasn't answering. Anyway, finally got on the phone. I said,
dead. I mean, I didn't even recognize her voice.
I can't do it. I can't go to work. I have to go and teach. I can't do it. And Nico left his hotel, came over, came into my house, literally cleaned my entire house.
Like a shit storm walked in.
It was
and I had this huge, like, gift basket of, like, shit that was at the Trump Soho in the room of, like, fruit and nuts. And I just, like, walked in with gifts, cleaned everything.
We have to tell one of your fucked up stories after this. So, yeah, it was a mess. He picked up everything, cleaned it all up, got me out of bed, literally put clothes on me and walked me to the studio. And then our friend who was there.
Yeah, what did she say?
She was just like, I've never seen what he just came over here just to, did he just come over here just to clean up your apartment and take you into work? Which is funny because in a way, like, we don't think anything of it.
Because you, the amount of times that you've done that for me.
Right.
Insane amounts.
But that's what you do. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
We're there for each other. We've really gotten our shit together, guys.
I'm really proud of you, babe.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, hon.
We're so much better than we, you know, it's always a good thing when you get older and you improve.
Totally. Because some of our friends have not.
No, well, I think a lot of people decline once they, you know. I mean, in my small town, people aren't getting better at 30.
Right.
I don't want to talk.
I want to talk about the community that we are a part of, the LGBTQ and fucking A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever letters are in it, and what it means to you and, like, what you want to be doing in the community to be a part of it, and I don't know, just what it means to you.
Well, I think that really my biggest passions go not just within community, but also to women.
Right.
That's really where, like, a lot of my passion lies. And whether that's gay women or straight women or anything in between, women's empowerment.
Right.
You know, letting people realize that they have something to stand on, they have a voice to speak about. And a lot of times, like, this feminist word, that's another label that has such a negative connotation. And I think a lot of people have a hard time, sometimes including yourself, Nico, really realizing that there are things that are harder for women than they are for men. There are a lot of stereotypes that are placed out there.
Well, I mean, as a white man, right, you kind of are genderless and raceless. You don't think about what other people have to deal with because you are a white man. So I'm sorry if I've ever said anything that is anti-feminist, but I mean, you know that I love women more than anything in the entire world and respect them. So keep going with what you were. I just had to get that in.
Thanks, babe.
Do you want to wind up with a woman? Do you want to spend the rest of your life with a woman?
I don't know. I could. Yeah. I mean, I could definitely have a partnership with a woman. I'm not looking for one person to spend the rest of my life with.
Right. No, I understand that. But do you think in the past relationships that you've had an easier time on, like, a day-to-day level with the women that you've been with or with the men that you've been with? Just in terms of, like, a strict binary difference between the two.
Women. I would say right now I'm definitely skewed toward women. I'm not going out trying to look for any guy. Like, that doesn't sound appealing. That sounds a little bit scary to me.
Because you got the best one. I mean, let's be honest.
I know. Yeah. Definitely toward women.
Okay.
But, like, that could shift.
Is there any relationship that you look up to that you know of besides ours?
No. I don't know. I've never thought about that.
What about your parents?
You know, my dad died whenever I was 10, so I don't know that I have, like, a really clear understanding of what their relationship looked like. And my mom's remarried, and I certainly don't look up to that one.
Right.
You know, so.
Anybody else in your family that you look up to?
I think my brothers have nice marriages.
Very storybook, cookie cutter.
You know, yeah. You know, it's just not, like, it's funny that you're asking me this question because, you know, I think the relationships that maybe we would tend to think to look up to are the ones that are a husband and wife who've been married for years and years. I mean, my grandparents were married for 65 years and my grandfather just died. Like, they were beautiful. They made it work. I'm sure there was times they didn't always love each other, you know, but like they stuck through it. I'm not interested in having a relationship for the rest of my life that I stick through. Like for you and me, right? I think we'll always be part of each other's lives. We're always going to be there, but I don't ever feel like I'm sticking through it.
Right.
You know, we're just doing it.
Well, I guess that's the goal then, right? To be able to be in something that you don't have to stick to, that just is.
Yeah, and to be able to, like, trust it and love it and...
Well, how do you think we've navigated? I mean, because I'm sure a lot of people are curious about this. You know, we've been together on and off for a long time, and we have seen each other date other people, and it hasn't always been easy. Like, when was the first time you saw me dating somebody else that was, like, really... eye-opening for you? I don't know how I just got to that question from what I just said, but
probably a lot of them. We were talking about how we've done this for so long, how we've navigated it. It's always hard whenever you date somebody else. It's always hard. It's harder whenever the person you're dating is a girl and not a guy. I think that that's like a normal human response. And so to be able to kind of pull yourself out of it and then step above and look at, like, what's really there. Like, in the end, we have something super special. I know you'll always be there for me. You know, there's something really, really great that's there regardless of what else is going on. I think that society puts a lot of pressure on relationships, and a lot of times that's why people tend to get more jealous or more crazy with the other. But one thing that we've done, like, we've never broken up, right?
Never.
We've never had, wait a second, whenever we first met each other, we tried to date for like 2 weeks.
Right, yeah.
You called me and you had like a breakup on the phone.
I was like, I don't think we can do this anymore. I'm just like, I got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, bye. And then we started fucking around, right?
Yeah.
But from then, like, we never, you know, there was never a breakup talk. Maybe you moved, like, we just kind of knew. And we just let it be. And that's my thing to, like, well, that may be a slightly different topic.
Go ahead.
Well, for people in relationships, like, we were talking to a girl last night and she was like, I don't know, like, we had this really great weekend and now, he wants to be, I want to be boyfriend and girlfriend, and he's afraid to use the words, but we're still exclusive. And, like, I think that it's really important to remember that you just know whenever it's not right. Like, you don't really have to think that much. You just know, you know? I mean, if the guy is still, like, calling her and is there and, like, you know it's there.
Right.
So with you, it's like we know, you know, to be allowed to let it wax and wane.
Ebb and flow.
Ebb and flow. Not this, not that. Nico, Nico, Nico. Baby, baby, baby.
Baby, 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 Nico, Nico, Nico.
All right, so do you get jealous whenever I have a different relationship?
I have been jealous of your relationships. I think for the most part, I am not a jealous person. And I think that that is probably a very annoying quality for the person that I'm dating. because I'm okay with... I mean, look, I'm not interested in watching you fuck another dude in front of me all the time, because I have watched you do that before. But, like, I'm just not a jealous person, and I don't like jealousy. I'm not, like, there's no part. The only time I get jealous by any means is work-related. It's not relationship-related. I think that we've been in very specific relationships that have allowed us to grow as individuals and have brought us to the place that we are in now. And without everything that's happened, we wouldn't be where we are today. So, and like, I think that I knew that that's what was happening while it was all happening.
Mm-hmm. We've changed each other in very good ways, but we've never tried to change the other to make them into something else.
Right. Well, I mean, that goes back to, like, what are you really willing to sacrifice for the other person's needs, you know?
Right.
And I think that, like, we've been able to sacrifice a lot for each other because we have given each other space to like really truly be individuals in our relationship. And I think that that is the ultimate goal for any relationship.
Yeah.
I can be alone with you any time of the day, any day of the week, forever. When I'm with you, I can be alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've said that before, that that is the basis of love.
Yeah.
If you could just like sum up what love really means to you, not in the context of me, not in a context of anybody that you know, just like what it means to you, full encompassing.
I think love means no matter what.
Can't get much better than that.
That's something I've been thinking about a lot. Like, and by no matter what, like, even if it's not what you want, you love that person so much that whatever they need is okay.
I love you, baby.
I love you too. Nico.